的表演，我们感谢神。
We'd like to give thanks to the Lord for all those brothers and sisters who just performed the show.
Yeah, 希望我们能够像这位第四位这个博士，就是叫做 Auburn， 我叫亚特班一样，他虽然是迟到了几年，但是他锲而不舍的，因为他要到神的面前，要找到耶稣基督。
Hopefully, we all can follow the list, the fourth missing, Magi, Artaban. Although he was late, but he never gave up to search the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看到 Tommy 就是这个，这个人就是现代的这个 Auburn。那么他在这剧里面，他就是把他所有的都给他一些需要他帮助的人。
And Tommy is now the Artaban. He gave up everything he had.
我们看到神把他自己最宝贵的，他的儿子独一的独生子，来赐给世上所有的人。
We saw the picture that God is only one begotten Son, the precious one, to give to the world.
他为了拯救世人，他把他所有的、所最爱的、最宝贵的，就是礼物来赐给我们这些世上愿意信靠他的人。
In order to save all of us, He gave us one this most precious gift.His only begotten Son.
所以在这圣诞节的期间，我们感谢神，因为我们能够接受耶稣基督做我们的救主。
So during the Christmas season, we'd like to give thanks to the Lord to accepting us as a personal savior.
我们接受了这个永恒的礼物。
To receive this eternal gift.
也是我们一生最宝贵的一个礼物。
Also, it's the most precious gift in our life.
我们接受他的爱，他永恒的爱。我们今天应该能够把我们所有的常常能够将神的爱，能够去帮助我们周围这些需要的人。
And we receive this most precious love. In return, we should spread around the love we receive from Him.
好，今天我要跟大家分享一个题目，叫做“耶稣基督到底他是谁
？”And today I would like to share a topic with all of you. That is, who is Jesus Christ?
那么打开今天要读的圣经，在约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to our Bible, Book of John, Chapter 8.
我们要念第四十五节到五十九节。
And we are going to read from the verse 45 to 59.
在新约的一百四十面。约翰福音第八章四十五节到五十九节。
John chapter 8, verse 45 to 59.
Let's
read it together with reverent heart.
好，我们一起来。我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此不信我。你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢？我既然将真理告诉你们，为什么不信我呢？出于神的必听神的话，你们不听，因为你们不是出于神。犹太人回答说。我们说你是撒玛利亚人，并且是鬼附着的，这话岂不正对吗？耶稣说：“我不是鬼附着的，我尊敬我的父，你们倒轻慢我。我不求自己的荣耀，有位为我求荣耀定是非的。我实实在在的告诉你们，人若遵守我的道，就永远不见死。”犹太人对他说：“现在我们知道你是鬼附着的。”亚伯拉罕死了，众先知也死了，你还说人若遵守我的道，就永远不尝死味？难道你比我们祖宗亚伯拉罕还大吗？他死了，众先知也死了，你将自己当作什么人呢？耶稣回答说：我若荣耀自己，我的荣耀就算不得什么。荣耀我的乃是我的父，你们所说的你们的神，你们未曾认识他，我却认识他。我若说不认识他，我就是说谎了，像你们一样。但我认识他，也遵守他的道。你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子，既看见了就快乐。犹太人说：“你还没有五十岁，你见过亚伯拉罕呢？”耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。”于是他们拿石头要打他，耶稣却躲藏从殿里出去了。好吧，我们再来读一下第四十六节。
Let's read the verse 46 again.
好，一起来念。你们中间谁能指证我罪呢？ 我既然将真理告诉你们，为什么不信我呢？好，我们再念一下第五十八节。
And let's read the verse 58.
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，还没有亚拉伯阿罕，就有了我。”好，那我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我天父，我们感谢你，愿今天早晨你悦纳这些孩子们在你面前所献上的。主啊，你祝福这些孩子们从小在你的家中长大，他们能够借着诗歌，借着他们在你面前开始学习一点点的侍奉。主啊，你让他们更认识你，将来个个都成为敬畏你的儿女。主啊，我们感谢你，在这圣诞节感恩节的期间，我们要感谢你，我们要思想你。主啊，我们要敬拜你，我们要向你发出我们最高的赞美，因为一切都是从你那里来。你赐给我们生命气息在世上存活，你更赐给我们救恩，让我们信靠耶稣基督能够成为你的儿女。主啊，我们这一切的一切我们献上来感谢，愿今天早晨你亲自在我们的当中，你悦纳我们的敬拜，我们的赞美，你自己用你的眼光你照我们，用你的爱感动我们，用你那永恒的真理来建造我们，让每一个人更认识你，更爱你更多。 Father, we thank you for the play, for the singing this morning, all the boys and girls that present to you. May you bless every one of them, that while they are learning, they are growing in this church, that through their little service, through their learning from the scriptures, that you build every one of them, that all of them will be a godly man and woman in this end time, to be light and salt for this decaying world. Although we thank you, we can come before thee. May the Lord use your face, you will shine upon us, you will use your eternal truth to teach us, and use your love to constrain us, so that we be able to continue to serve you the best we can. We thank you for the past year that you so much grace and love upon our family, our individual, and our church. We're looking for the new years, that we be able to love you more and serve you more. Although may this morning that you accept our service. May you speak to us through your Holy Spirit, speaking to our heart, so that our heart will come up completely and obedient to your words, become an obedient chosen of thee. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 好，圣诞节快到了。
The Christmas is approaching.
请问你知道这位两千年前在伯利恒生在马槽里面那个婴孩是谁
？May I ask you, do you know who is the person who was born about 2,000 years ago was born in a manger?
你知道两千年前那位挂在十字架上、钉在十字架上的那位耶稣到底他是谁
？Do you know who is this person who was hanged on the cross almost 2,000 years ago?
到底耶稣基督是不是普普通通的一位在两千年前出生的一个普通的人、一个历史的人物而已？
Was he only an ordinary person to be born at that time?
他的出生以及他在十字架上为人类所成就的，对我们人类的影响是何等的大
？His birth and when he was on the cross, he achieved greatly and caused a great impact for all of us.
主耶稣的出生是我们人类历史的一个最高峰。
His birth was the highest point.In our history,
也是神对我们人类启示的一个最高的一个表现。
Also, it was the highest revelation by God.
也是我们人类历史的一个分界点，从公元纪元前就是主前，一直主后，就耶稣基督的诞生为人类历史的分界。
Also, it was the dividing point in our history.
如果没有耶稣基督，我们今天就没有最伟大的音乐、最伟大的艺术，也没有这些。Hospital, 没这些科学各方面都没有。
Without Jesus, we are not going to enjoy those most beautiful music and artwork.
那么今天，我要就我们所读的这一段经文来，从这里面来告诉这位耶稣基督在世上的时候对世人两个一个最伟大一个宣告。
Today I'm going to use the Bible verses we just read a while ago.And to tell you the two most important declaration.
那么第一个宣告就是在八章十六节，我们刚刚所读的，主耶稣说：“你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢？”
The first one I'm going to share with you is in the verse 46. That is, Jesus says that, Can any of you prove me guilty of sin?
第二个宣告就在八章第五十八节这里，主耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你们，没有亚伯拉罕，就有了我了。”
The second declaration is on the verse 58, when Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, before Abraham was born, I am."
今天我愿意从这两方面、这两个宣告里面，我们来看看到底这位耶稣基督到底是谁。
Today, I'm going to share with you based on those two declarations. That is, who is Jesus?
第一个，我们看看耶稣基督对当时在场的人，他对他们的挑战，他向他们问一个问题：你们中间谁能够指证我有罪呢？
The first one is that Jesus challenged all those people. He asked them, "Can any one of you prove me guilty of sin?"
如果我们每个人，如果我今天跟你们讲说，你们中间谁有指证有我罪，我想你们可以指证我很多很多罪、很多错误出来。
If I challenge you this kind of question, I'm sure you can point out many things I have.
因为我们人啊，就是看自己的缺点已经不容易看出来，但看别人缺点一下就抓出来。
Because we all have this kind of shortcomings, it's easy for us to find someone else's fault instead of ourselves.
你知道，旁观者清，旁观人很容易就看出我们到底有什么毛病。
People who are bystanders.It's easier to see the thing more clearly.
那么最容易看出我们毛病的人是两种人，一种就是我们的仇敌，就是愿意找我们麻烦的那种人。
The first person that can see clearly all your shortcomings, they are the people who are your adversaries.
那么另外一种人就是我们的最亲密的人，就跟我们最在一起的，每天从早到晚跟我们生活在一起的，他很容易就看出我们的毛病。
The second group of people that can see you clearly of your shortcomings are the people that have close related with you, your close relatives of people live with you day after day.
但今天主耶稣在这里讲的话，在场的人有主要两个人，就是这两种人。
And today, when Jesus challenged them these questions, these two groups of people were there.
第一种就是那些要找耶稣基督把柄，要找耶稣基督的错，要把他抓起来，要定他。定罪要定他的罪的人。
The first group of people was the people that they tried to find Jesus' fault, tried to nail him.
主耶稣对这一批人说：“你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢？”
So Jesus told them, "Can any one of you prove me guilty of sin?"
那么第二种人就是主耶稣的门徒了。你知道，主耶稣门徒跟主耶稣生活在一起已经三年多的时间，日夜是住在一起。
A second group of people he challenged was his disciples. Those people they live with him.Day after day, almost over three years.
他对那门徒说：“你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢？”
He challenged his disciples, say, "Can any one of you prove me guilty of sin?"
哇，这是更不容易了。跟你是在一起住，每天住在一起的人，你对他挑战说：“你能够看出我有什么错来？这些年三年多的时间，你们说我有什么错？我有什么指证我有罪？”
The second group is even more difficult because those people they live with him for over 3 years.
但是没有一个人能够指证耶稣的罪来。你看他的门徒想到回想这过去三年多的时间，真的我们的老师他跟我们在一起，我们从来对啊，从来没有想到他到底有什么罪，他有什么错误。
Yet now they was able to point his guilt, even they live with this teacher for all those years.
世界上只有一个人从来没有讲过说对不起这句话。
There's only one person in this world who never say I'm sorry.
就是主耶稣基督，他在世上他从来不用讲这句话。
That is Jesus Christ. He never had to say that.
他也不需要讲这样的话。
He didn't have to say that.
因为他是一个圣洁的神，全然公义，是无罪的，他是完全清洁、完全圣洁的。
Because he is a holy God, blameless.
而且他是神的圣洁，他以神圣者的身份。你知道，在圣诞节，在这个。路加福音第二章那里，这天使报信息就是这位圣者 ，the Holy One of God, Holiness, Holy One of God 来到世上，来到人间。
That happened in the book of Luke that when angels declare this Holy One of God who came to this world.
在主耶稣提出这个问题以后呢，他马上接着就提出第二个宣告。
After Jesus made this first declaration.He made the second one immediately.
就在五十八节这里所说的，我实实在在告诉你们，在亚伯拉罕以先就已经有了我了。
That is in verse 58, he said, "I tell you the truth, before Abraham was born."
你看这一句话更狂了。你看他讲了这句话以后，代表什么意思、啊、
？This declaration is even more boastful.
所以这个犹太人要用石头打他，要把他打死。
That's why those Jews they wanted to stone him to death.
哪一个人现在只有三十几岁，现在说？ 里面你要犹太人知道他们的祖宗，他们的祖先就是亚伯拉罕。耶稣基督说，在亚伯拉罕以先就已经有了我了。
All the Jews know their father Abraham, and each person who is barely 30 years old, he dared to say before Abraham was born, I am.
英文这么说 ，before Abraham was， 你知道是过去式 ，I am， 就是我就已经存在了。
In the English version, say Abraham was, that means the past tense, before he was born, I am, I exist already.
这个英文 I am 的意思就是现在式，我们知道 I am 嘛，这个 am 是现在式。
I am means present tense.
Was, Abraham 已经过去了，他曾经活在世上， he was been here, 但是他已经 pass away 了，但是呢，这些历代人都过去，但是呢，我仍然是那位 I am.
If Abraham was,he already passed away, but I'm still I am.
这个 I am 是 capital I， 而且是 capital AM.
And this I am is all capital, is always capital.
或者说，耶稣就是他没有过去式，也没有未来式。
In other words, Jesus didn't have past or in the future tense.
他永远是现在式。
He is always in the present tense.
这句话代表什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
代表他是不受时间、不受空间所限制的。
That means he is not limited by the time or the space.
但是代表他是超时间、超空间的。
That means he is beyond the time or the space.
他是超时间、超空间的主，宇宙的主宰。
He is beyond the time and the space, the Almighty God.
所以主耶稣在这一段的谈话里面，他把这两件事情一起的再提出来。
So during this dialogue, he mentioned those two things.
第一个宣告只是说你们当中谁能指证我有罪呢？
The first declaration was.Can anyone of you prove me guilty of sin?
这是先说明耶稣基督是个完全圣洁的，他有完全圣洁的德性。
That means he is perfect and holy.
他是完全，他是无瑕疵的，他是无罪的。
He is blameless, sinless.
第二个宣告就是让我们看到耶稣基督的神性，他就是那位自在永在的神。
The second one is tell us the deity of God.
他说 I am， 就是。
I am.
好，那我们知道主耶稣为什么有这么完美的一个德性。
How can he have such a perfect character?
他在世上他从来没有犯罪。
He never committed sin when he was on the earth.
因为他是无罪的，才能够代替我们这些有罪的人。
Because he was sinless, that's why he can carry over our sins.
世界上没有一个是无罪的，只有耶稣基督是无罪的，在世上活过的人，所以他能够代替我们这些世上的罪人。
Everyone committed sins except Jesus Christ. That's why he is able to bear our sins.
没有一个人能够活出在世界上从来没有犯过错。
No one in the history of the humankind.
只有耶稣基督自己。
Only Jesus Christ.
而且他的这个完美的这个德性，是因为他是神，从他的神性里面所产生出来的。
His perfect virtues is from God.
耶稣基督如果不是神的话，那么他就没有这样的一个完美的一个生活。
If he is not God, he cannot reveal this perfect life.
我们看看世界上伟大的人物，这些所有的名人、哲学家、宗教家，甚至宗教的这个创办人，他们都有软弱，他们都有缺点，他们跟耶稣根本就不能比的。
We see all those great people in the history, those great political figures, all the religious leaders. None of them can compare with Jesus Christ. They all have their own weakness.
这三位一体的第二位，这个圣子耶稣基督。他这位神的圣子，他来到了人间。
The second person of the Trinity, the Holy Father, the Holy Son.
圣诞节的意思就是救主降生，就是这位全能的神，他耶稣基督，他取了肉身，神成为人来到人间。
The meaning of the Christmas is this Savior came to the world.
这三位一体的第二位，这位圣子，他以神的形象。向人来显现。
And this Holy Son, he revealed himself in the human form.
所以主耶稣说，你们看见了我，就是看见了父。
That's why Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father.
你们认识我，就是认识父。
If you know me, then you know the Father.
他又说，我与父是原为一的。
And me and the Father are one.
耶稣说，在亚伯拉罕以先就已经有了我了。
And Jesus said, before everything was born, I am.
而且说我是实实在在告诉你们，我就是这样的一个人。
And he said, I tell you the truth, I'm this person.
这是我的身份，也是我的永恒里面的地位。
This is my status, and this is my eternal position.
英文 I am 这两个字的话，世界上各国文化 各国的话，从来没有像以色列人、犹太人他们这么了解这两个字。
No one in the world can comprehend this I am as Jew they do.
那么这个 I am 的意思，英文的意思是 eternal presence。
I am means eternal presence，
就是永远存在的， means, 就是永存的意思。
That means they will exist forever and ever。
就是这个只有神才有。
Only God can do this。
这是神得有的、徒有的他自己的本性。
This is God's solid right, his on his nature。
你知道老子的那个《道德经》里面也有讲到一个“道”，这个“道”的这个字，就是道人，那个就是道。我想大概也是翻道。
And
logos.
Logos, they mention the word 道。
OK， 那么但是老子那个道提到道，他讲到说有一个不依靠任何存在的一种存在，那么那个就是道，就老子所悟出来的。
According to his explanation, Dao means you don't rely on anything to exist.
我告诉你，如果以人的观点来看的话，是非常伟大的一个思想。那么老子是一个哲学家，他能够思想到这个道是不容易的一件事情。
If you look at from the human point of view, it's a great, it is a very good thinking, very good thought. And Lao Zi, he was a great philosopher.
但是等一下我会告诉你，老子讲的道跟我们基督耶稣基督这个道是不一样的。
But the Lao Zi, when he mentioned about that, is very much different from what Jesus Christ mentioned.
所以这个自我存在的这一位，那么他就是神自己，就是道的本身。
And the self-existing, the one who is self-existence, it is word.
那么永远存在的是就永永远远他存在的。
And forever exists means that he will exist.Forever and ever.
还有是自存的，换句话说，他不依靠任何事情在存在，他是自我存在的，不依靠任何存在的存在。
And self-existence means he will exist by himself. He is not dependent on anything.
这只有神自己才是这样。
Only God Himself is able to do that.
所以约翰福音第一章第一节那就说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
That's why in the book of John.Chapter 1, verse 1 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
然后十四节那里说这位道成了肉身来到我们人间。
And from the verse 14, it says, The Word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us.
而这位永恒、永自存者，他自己宣称他自己说，我是 I am, 我就是那位 I am.
And this self-existence, forever existence, say, I am.
那么为什么犹太人也明白这句话呢？
Why the Jewish people they understood this one very clearly?
我们都知道他们很有名的一位先知，他们的祖先里面摩西，在旷野的时候，他在这个 burning bush 的时候，那么在荆棘里面，那么神对他讲话。
Because they know the story about Moses when he was in the when he saw the burning bushes and that God spoke to him.
神在那里呼召摩西说：“摩西啊，你要回到埃及去，把我的百姓。”从埃及地领出来。
God told Moses that he had to go back to Egypt to lead my people out from Egypt.
但是摩西问神说：“你是哪一位啊？如果回去，以色列问我说，到底是哪一位神差遣我来？我要跟他们怎么回答
？”And Moses said, "What am I going to answer to those people when they ask me who sent you?"
这是在出埃及记第三章那里所说的。所以呢，神就对他说：“他说那个摩西就问神说，那你叫什么名字呢？”
And this.Story recorded in the Exodus chapter 3, and Moses asked God, "Who are you?"
所以耶和华神他就回答了摩西说，这个英文在讲，中文是讲，我是自由拥有的那一位。
And God answered to Moses, "Said, I am who I am."
就是自由拥有，英文是 "I am who I am" or "I am that I am."
Yes, he said, "I am who I am."
就是那位永远是 I am 的那位，就是我。
That is, I'm the one always going to be. I am.
这句话可以说是我们人类历史里面，在各种文化里面最高、最伟大的一个启示。
This is the most important revelation to the history of mankind.
他把这位永存的神、至存的神，这位伟大的这个永活的道，把他们提出来。
He revealed this.This is self-existence God.
那么有人如果说神是那位 I am that I am， 那么跟老子所讲的那位独立自存的道到底有什么不一样呢？
And if someone may ask, what is the difference between I am who I am and also the Laozi's theory about self-existence?
如果是一样的话，那犹太人的文化里面的话，那到底有什么特别伟大的地方呢？
If they are all the same, what is the characteristics of the Jewish culture?
我们中国人早就有人悟出来了。
And among our Chinese, someone understood this already.
但是我告诉你们是不一样的。
And let me tell the truth, there's a difference there.
老子所悟出的道是他自己猜测出来、推想出来的。
And Laozi, when he thought about these theories, he was guessing.
那个是没有实体的，是一个没有位格的。
And there's no realities, no positions there.
因为神造人的时候，就是把这样一个造人的时候，把这样一个理性的一个推理的一个能力赐给人，所以人能够悟出一位神出来，想出一位神出来的话，这是个可能的，这是人的一个神造人的一个给人的一个可能性。
When God created us, He gave us a rational mind to think all those things.
是只存在人的理念里面，只是存在的理性里面而已。
It only exists in our rational mind.
老子讲的道是没有实体、没有位格的。
And when Laozi said things like that, it didn't have the position, didn't have the reality.
但是圣经里面这里讲的这一句话，那么这是神自己自我的启示。
And when Bible mentioned this, it's revealed by God Himself.
就是这位真真实实存在、掌管宇宙万有的这位永存至存的神，他自己向人的自我启示，把他自己介绍给我们人，告诉人说：“我就是那位 I am that I am.”
This is revealed by this true and almighty God to all the people to tell all of us that I am who I am.
是神自己说了，神自己把自己显明出来给世人，启示给人，是神自己对自己讲的。
And God said this to all the people and revealed Himself to all the people.
而这位永存的，这位永活的道，这位长存者、永恒者、至存者，那么他是实实在在的成为肉身。实在的存在，而且他来到人间，他取了我们人的样式。
This self-existence, eternal existence, God, He took the human form and come to the world.
他居然成为有血有肉的来到我们的人间，为我们钉死在十字架上，流出了宝血。
He became flesh and was nailed on the cross.
所以基督教是一个启示的宗教。
That's why the religion of Christianity is a religion of revelation.
这本圣经，我们基督教的信仰是建立在神启示的这个真理上面。
This book, the Bible, is based on the revelation by God.
所以犹太人知道，那么这位所谓 I am 是到底是谁？他们知道是那位独一的、永存的那位宇宙的主宰、全能的神。
That's why all the Jews they understand what does I am mean. I am mean. That is this self-existing Almighty God.
那么世上有这么多神，当然既然有位道，有永恒的道，有位神，既然他说他不是人造出来的。
And there are so many gods in this world, and there's one who dare to say he is not created by human.
因为犹太人非常知道，犹太人是相信独一的真神，同时知道其他的假神都是人造出来的。
Because all the Jews they understand there's only one true and only one God.
因为他们想就是只是人想象出来、人造出来的神，那么以为是可以帮助我们能够丰收啊，能够多生孩子啊，能够发财啊，能够帮助我们这个各种好处啊，那么这样的神。
And they know that all the other gods are all human made, try to help us to get the prosperities, to gain some goods.
但是居然有位神，他自己说：“我就是那位独一的真神。”
But there's one who is God. He dared to say that I am.
这个尼采有一本书里面，这是唐崇牧师在跟我们讲的时候呢，他提到这个，他就用这个例子。尼采的书里面有一段，他写一首诗。尼采，英文是。英文怎么样？我忘记了。
There was a great philosopher. He wrote a book.
那么尼采他是，我讲是德国的一个哲学家。
He was a German.
Yeah, 他是一个无神论者。
He was an atheist.
那么他写了一首诗，他就举一个例，他说呢，很多神在天上开会。
And he wrote a poem and said that there were many gods in the heaven. They were having a meeting.
那么开会开到一半，突然一个神站起来说：“只有我是独一唯一的真神。”
And halfway of the meeting, there was one guy. He stood up and declare I'm the one and the true God.
他说除了我以外，别有其他的真神。
And there's no other God, a true God beside me.
所以其他的神就引起其他神的反感。
So all the other gods were against him.
所以这些神就开始笑了，笑他了。
So they start to belittle him.
那么一直笑笑笑笑的话，笑到整个这个天上的这个根基啊，这神的根基就动摇了。
And they were laughing at him, and to the point the foundation of the heavens start to shake.
结果所有的神都笑死了。
And all the other gods are all left to death.
那么让尼采是用这样的诗来反对说，没有一位绝对至存的，没有一位超神，就是超神是不存在的。
And this philosopher is trying to use this theory to prove that there's no supernatural God.
因为他不相信有神。
Because he didn't believe there was God.
他也不相信有一位绝对的责任，绝对的存在。
And he didn't believe there was an absolute existence.
所以他就是他自己想象，只是想因为就是用相对的，他自己相对的一个理论，来把自己绝对化，然后就反对这位绝对存在的神。
So he used these relative theories to try to absolutize that there's no such a God.
那么那个唐荣牧师他用一个例子，他说呢，比如说讲二加二等于什么
？And Reverend Tang he tried to use an example that is 2 + 2 equal to what?
那么二加二等于多少的话，那么这个有很多有的是说我是三，三说是我，那。那么五也说是我，那么九也说是我，但是可以很多很多不同的答案，但是这些都不是正确的答案。
And there are so many answers to 2 + 2 is equal to what? The 3 say that's it, and also it's number 5 and number 9, but you know they are not true.
但是这个不正确的答案，相对的答案可以很多很多，但是不是绝对的答案。
There are many incorrect answers, and this is not absolute answer.
但是当四说就是我的时候呢？那么他就是那位正确的答案。
But when number 4 say I am the answer, then that's the correct answer.
其他的都是没有资格，但是有四可以有资格说就是我。
All the other numbers they had no right to declare that. Only number four has this kind of right.
所以许多相对的，并不是相对的不能做答案的，并不是表示那个绝对的正确的答案是不存在的。
So all those relative answers doesn't prove that the absolute answer is not exist.
那么这位主耶稣基督就是这位绝对者，这位永存者，至存者。
And this Jesus Christ, he's the absolute, he's the self-existing, eternal existence.
这位全能的神，他居然曾经来到我们的世上。
This Almighty God, he came to the world.
在2000年前，他曾经来到我们的世上，为了拯救我们世人，被钉死在十字架上。
He came about 2,000 years ago.And try to save us.
约翰说，我们在他中间有恩典，有真理。我们看到他的荣耀，看到他把恩典、把慈爱赐给我们世人，向我们显明。
And John said that we saw the grace and truth, and he showed his glories to all of us.
所以，当耶稣就是在约翰福音第八章58节，他这里说我就是在亚伯拉罕以前，就是我有了我，就是这个 Capital I Am 的时候，他的意思就是在旧约里面，这亚伯拉罕神。所说的我就是那位至为拥有者。
And when in the verse 58 say before Abraham was born, I am. This is the same God as happened in the Old Testament.
那么今天在庆祝我们圣诞节的时候
，Today when we are celebrating Christmas，
我请问我们在座的，我们是不是认识这位永存者
？May I ask you, do you know this self and eternal existence？
请问你跟这位圣诞节的主人耶稣基督？你认识他吗？你跟他有什么关系没有
？May I ask you, do you have the relationship with this God who is the master of the Christmas?
今天我们来到他面前，我们来敬拜他。
Today, when we come before him to worship him,
如果没有认识他，我们很难来敬拜他。
If we do not know him, it's very difficult to worship him.
愿在这圣诞节，愿我们每一个人，我们专注都能够专注在这位救主、这位永恒者、这位。自由拥有的神的身上。
Hopefully, during this Christmas time, that we can focus our eyes on this Savior, who is self-existence and also eternal existence.
到底那位2000年前在十字架上钉在十字架的那位耶稣到底是谁
？Who is the person who was nailed on the cross 2,000 years ago?
那位出生在马槽里面，伯利恒的马槽里面的那个婴孩到底是谁
？Who was the person who was born in the manger in Bethlehem.
就是这位向世人宣告，你们能够指证我有罪吗？那位。
This is the one that who declared to the people that can any one of you prove me guilty of sin?
就是那位完全圣洁、完全无罪的一位，那位永存者。
This is the one that who is a holy, blameless, self-existing God.
就是那位宣布说 I am, that I am 就是自由拥有的那一位。
This is the one who declared.Say that I am who I am.
所以圣经希伯来书告诉我们，如果负列这么大的救恩，我们怎么能够陶醉呢？
That's why in the book of Hebrews say, if we neglect this great salvation, how can we escape that?
然后两千年前挂在十字架上为世人的罪舍命的那一位，不是简单的一位，不是普通的一个人。
The one who was nailed on the cross 2,000 years ago, he wasn't just an ordinary man.
他的死、他的埋葬、他的复活、他的生，对你、对我。所以有每一个世界上活过的人是一个最重要的事情。今天的问题就是说，我们跟他有没有什么关系
？The one who was nailed on the cross and his birth, his death, and his resurrections is very important to every one of us.
我们今天我们的生命意义价值，我们来到世上，我们所有在永恒里面的身份地位，就在我们跟这位永恒者、绝对者、这位无限者，我们跟他有没有发生了生命的关系？
The meaning of our life is depends on do we have any relationship with this self-existing Almighty God.
主耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
他愿意拯救你。
He wants to save you.
他愿意你能够来到他面前来接受他的救恩。
He wants you to come before him to receive this salvation.
这位这么无限的神呢，爱我们用他无限的爱来爱我们世上所有的人。
This infinite God, he wants to love us with infinite love.
他既然能够生在马槽里面，你看他出生的时候连出生的地方都没有，他死的时候连坟墓都没有，还借别人的坟墓。
He was born in the manger. He even didn't have a place for him to be born. And when he died, he even didn't have his own grave.
这无限、无限最荣耀的神，既然降到最低，来到最低，甚至成为奴仆，成为奴仆的样式。
This infinite Almighty God, he was willing to.Humble himself to take the form of the servant.
他为我们为了拯救我们，他为我们流血舍命，他替我们承受神的震怒，承受我们人所应该承受的所有的刑罚。
He was willing to shed his precious blood to take all the curse from God and bear all the sins from us.
他担当我们所有的过患。
He bear all our iniquities.
所以他在十字架上，他不仅为我们罪死了，埋葬了，复活了，升天了，他有一天还要再来。
Not only he died on the cross, he was buried, and also he was resurrected. And one day he's going to come, he's going to be back.
他第一次来，我们人类死在十字架上，成为我们人类的救主。
And the first time he came, he died on the cross to be the savior to every one of us.
第二次再来的时候，他成为荣耀的基督，他降临，他在地上设立他的国度，他要。成为永远那位万王之王、万主之主、荣耀的主能够降临。
The second time coming is going to be a glorious God. He is going to establish his kingdom on the earth, and he is going to be the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
他要成为一个审判的主，因为所有的世人都要站在他面前接受他的审判。
And he is going to be a God who judge all of us because we are going to stand before him to be judged.
今天无论我们信不信的人，所有的人有一天都要站在主耶稣这位全能的神救主的面前，我们要交账，我们要接受我们的审判。
Today, no matter you are the believer or non-believers, one of those days we are going to stand before him to give accounts and accept his judgments.
主耶稣这么爱你，爱我。
Jesus loves you and me.
请问你愿不愿意接受他？
Are you waiting to accept him?
今天早上，我奉耶稣基督的名，希望你们能够打开你们的心门，来接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。
Today, I'm standing here in the name of Jesus Christ. Ask you to open your mind, open your heart to accept him.
愿这位两千年前诞生在伯利恒的这位救主耶稣基督，今天也能够降生在你的心里面。
Hopefully, this Savior who was born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem will be born in your heart.
他还能够成为你的救主，成为你生命的主宰，成为你自己最好的朋友。
So he can be your Savior, your in control in your life and your best friends.
请问你愿不愿意接受他
？Are you willing to accept him?
愿这个圣诞节今年成为你最有意义的一年。
Hopefully this Christmas is the best, the most meaningful Christmas you ever had.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我很快来给你们一个机会。
I'll give you an opportunity.
如果你从来还没有在这里面前，神的面前公开的承认他，接受耶稣基督这位救主，圣诞里的主人，做你的救主，我愿意给你的机会能够做一个表示。
If you never openly declare that this Jesus is your personal Savior, I'd like to give you a chance.
请问你愿意接受这位完全无罪的，这位自由拥有的，这位 I am, 这位永存者，这位至尊者，绝对者，请问你愿意接受他？
Are you willing to accept this holy, self-existing, and the Almighty God to be your Savior?
如果你说我今天就要接受耶稣基督做我的救主，我愿意打开我的心门，请他住到我的心里头来。如果这样的人，你可以把你的手举一下，我愿意为你祷告。
If you are willing to accept this God as a personal Savior to come into your heart today, please raise your hand.
我再问一下，请问哪一位你今天愿意接受耶稣做你的救主？
I'd like to ask you one more time. Is any one of you would like to have Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
你把你的手举起来，我愿意为你祷告。
When you raise your hands, I would like to pray for you.
如果圣灵感动你，你说是的，我今天认识他了，我知道他是谁，我知道耶稣，他爱我，他是全能的神，我愿意接受他成为我的救主。请你把你的手就举起来。
If the Holy Spirit work in your heart, then you say yes. I want to know Him. I want to accept Him as my personal Savior. Please raise your hand.
主耶稣说：“你在人的面前承认我，我在天父的面前也要承认你。”
Jesus Christ said, "If you openly accept me in front of people, then I'll accept you before Father."
这是我们一生一世在永恒里面最宝贵、最重要一个决定，就是接受耶稣做我们的救主。
This is the most important decisions in our life, that is to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
好，我最后再问一次，有哪一位今天你说，主耶稣啊，我愿意接受你成为我的救主。
I'll ask you the last time, any one of you would like to say, Jesus, I want you to be my Savior.
如果是这样的人，请你把手举一下。
If you want, you can raise your hand.
我愿意为你祷告。
And I would like to pray for you.
好，那我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
使长老给我们做个祷告。
在天上的父神，亲爱的主，主自创造天地万物一切的神，你从永远到永远，但是你啊，因为爱我们，来到世上，以乃至卑微的地位来到世上，你的爱征召我们，在永远十字架上有牺牲你的宝血为我们罪死，你复活，你是复活的主，将来到永远。
感谢
再来，来掌管世界的一切，会再来带领我们每一个信徒回到天下。就是在这个时候，这个圣诞节纪念你降生的时候，真是我们每一个人特别感恩的心。
也是。
我在祝为在场的每一个朋友们，现场高举求主，祝福他们每一个人能够接受你的爱，接受你的救恩。
好，我们感谢神，把时间交给小弟兄。
好，几件事情报告。
I have few announcements to make.
首先我们再次谢谢那个刚才那个儿童的他们表演。
Once again, we would like to give thanks to all those children who performed the skit.
我们顺便提提，我们上礼拜五晚上，我们在我们教会有那个他们 youth group 的特别的晚会。
The past Friday night we had a special program from the youth group.
我大概有至少有50个人来参加。
There were at least 50 kids came here.
我看大概有一半以上都是第一次来的新来的朋友。
And half of them were the first time coming here.
而且在那个 Sister Brooke Moe 她讲到的时候，后来呼召的时候有11位举手决志。
There were 11 kids response to the calling.
我们感谢主。
And we give thanks to the Lord.
我们下礼拜主日崇拜是还是有个特别节目，就是我们成人诗班的特别献诗。
And next week, Sunday service, we have the special program, by the adult choir.
我们也请大家为这件事祷告。
Please pray for this.
然后在下一个那个主日，就是田雅各牧师，他是在12月18号回来，班入籍大概一个礼拜。
And almost 2 weeks from today, the pastor Tim will come back to Baton Rouge from December the 18th.
假如有新来的朋友的话，田雅根牧师就是我们教会的第一任牧师，大概三年多前退休的。
And Pastor Tim, he is of a church first pastor, and he retired about 3 years ago.
田牧师刚刚将会在那个12月22号主日跟那个。12月24号晚上，我们一个圣诞晚会的时候，他在这两个次聚会中讲道。
And Pastor Tim will give 2 sermons on December the 22nd and December the 24th.
好，那今天下午我们1:30有这个我们今年最后一次的长执会，请新旧执事们出席。
And this afternoon, 1:30 we have the deacons' board meetings. We ask all the new deacons and also the old one to participate.
好。下礼拜打扫的是第二组的同工。
And next week is group number two to clean the church.
然后报告到这，那请牧师欢迎来宾。
好，要欢迎第一次今天来到我们当中的同学朋友们。
And would like to use this opportunity to welcome the newcomers.
我非常高兴你们能来这里，能够跟我们一起来聚会，来敬拜这位全能的神。
I'm so happy that you come here to worship with us this Almighty God.
好，那么我首先要介绍一下，就是李先生的太太，那个崔丽峰，她刚刚从大陆过来，跟她先生这个团聚，我们感谢神，欢迎她。